Great day, heaven high, heaven bound. This is Cole Owens on God's Number One Worker Podcast, Season 7, Episode 2. This Day and Age, 2023 is the name of this episode. And it's brought to you by our Heavenly Father, God Almighty God, Jesus of Nazareth. God's true. You know, when I think about Season 7, I think about how much time passed and so little time. Enoch said it clearly. Time will speed up and slow down at the same time. But a lot of y'all ain't getting that part. How many of y'all really getting that? Do y'all even comprehend it? Do they even mean anything to y'all? Or it just meaningless? Because this day and age, people don't believe in God. This day and age, people need to wake up. This day and age, people need to stop getting buck and tough and all the ignorant stuff. Because you can't do nothing with God. How many of y'all know this? How many of y'all know you can't do nothing with God? I need to know, how many of y'all know this? Instead of running around here pretending like you're a killer, you pretending because God is the killer. The devil didn't tell you that because the devil is father of lies. He is a liar. This day and age, people don't believe nothing. If our grandparents, great-grandparents, great-great-grandparents, and so forth were still here, they'll tell you, y'all better pray. God is returning soon. This ain't normal. The reason stuff ain't happening, because God is having mercy on our souls. The reason stuff ain't happening. We live in a world full of illusion, lies, all kinds of weird stuff. But they don't believe in God. Call God man in the sky and all that old stuff. It's amazing how people can take simple descriptions and turn them into some of the worst stuff you can imagine. Simple little stuff. Like, this stuff is simple. But the thing is, man, make it difficult. This day and age, people need to stop acting buck. Need to wake up. Stop acting tough and all that ignorant stuff. Programming. Slavery is now. This is slavery. Demonic slavery. Can't say what you want. Can't do what you want. That serves the purpose of God. Says something wrong with you. Good would be bad and bad would be good. God said this. God said it. But so many of y'all walking around bumping your heads on steel, metal, and concrete, thinking you got answers. They really ain't answers. You wore yourself out chasing money. Them numbers don't ever end. This was going on this day and age. And Memphis, what is wrong? Lawlessness, people getting tired of it. People speaking out. Because see, you going to have to speak out against what's going on in this demonic system. Even if you work that system, you got to speak out against it. You got to be like, nah, this ain't going to work. This ain't it. This ain't what I'm a part of. We got to do better. We got to do better. Killing, shooting, carjackings, smashing grabs. The devil behind it. Because God said lawlessness. my lawlessness. That word alone means a lot. If you got bad plans for somebody, had to get that out. If you got bad plans for somebody, leave it alone. Let go and let God. Because everybody need a chance. God know what the world up against. He know everybody hard too. Mine, yours, them, they. It don't matter. It don't matter. Instead of entertaining all this stuff, it used to be trends and they were kind of cool. Didn't harm nobody. You know, you break the cycle, but they got bigger and worse. More demonic spells casting. Yep. This day and age, people need to wake up. this day and age, people need to stop acting buck and tough and all that ignorant stuff. 2023, what a year. And let me remind y'all, the year don't end in December. It ends on the first day of spring. That's when the new year starts. Whenever the first day of spring is, that's when the new year starts. And y'all get ready, because the new year is going to be one for the record books. Every year some good comes from still being here. Every year some good comes from still being here. Stop taking advantage of this time and give it to God, because tomorrow ain't promised. You know, instead of wanting to party and being praised, need to thank God for keeping you here all day. How many of y'all give 10% to God? I ain't talking about money, because that ain't got nothing to do with God. I'm talking about them 2 hours and 40 minutes a day that you need to be praised and worshiping and glorifying God every day. Keep the Sabbath day holy so you can get your mind right. Because this day and age in 2023 is so far to the left until people don't even know right exists. Do y'all know God's direction? I done told you, right forward and up. Stay away from all those things that not only cause you to sin, but takes away your common sense. Stay away from that. Because this day and age, people need to wake up, stop acting tough, stop acting buck and all the ignorant stuff. God first always, y'all. God first always. God rules, so you need to follow God's holy rules. Just that simple. Give it to God. Believe in Jesus. Love people. But remember, God first always, y'all.